7. The rectangles, the Spornasia. The 1,000 rectangles of Jerusalem are occupied by the lower native life of the headquarters planet, and at their center is situated the vast circular headquarters of the Spornasia. On Jerusalem you will be amazed by the agricultural achievements of the wonderful Spornasia. There the land is cultivated largely for aesthetic and ornamental effects. The Spornasia are the landscape gardeners of the headquarters worlds, and they are both original and artistic in their treatment of the open spaces of Jerusalem. They utilize both animals and numerous mechanical contrivances in the culture of the soil. They are intelligently expert in the employment of the power agencies of their realms, as well as in the utilization of numerous orders of their lesser brethren of the lower animal creations, many of which are provided them on these special worlds. This order of animal life is now largely directed by the ascending midway creatures from the evolutionary spheres. Spornasia are not a juster indwelt. They do not possess survival souls. But they do enjoy long lives, sometimes to the extent of 40,000 to 50,000 standard years. Their number is legion, and they afford physical ministry to all orders of universe personalities requiring material service. Although Spornasia neither possess nor evolve survival souls, though they do not have personality, nevertheless they do evolve an individuality which can experience reincarnation. When, with the passing of time, the physical bodies of these unique creatures deteriorate from usage and age, their creators, in collaboration with the life carriers, fabricate new bodies in which the old Spornasia re-establish their residences. Spornasia are the only creatures in all the universe of Nebadon who experience this or any other sort of reincarnation. They are only reactive to the first five of the adjutant mind spirits. They are not responsive to the spirits of worship and wisdom. But the five adjutant mind equivalates to a totality or sixth reality level, and it is this factor which persists as an experiential identity. I am quite without comparisons in undertaking to describe these useful and unusual creatures, as there are no animals on the evolutionary worlds comparable to them. They are not evolutionary beings, having been projected by the life carriers in their present form and status. They are bisexual and procreate as they are required to meet the needs of a growing population. Perhaps I can best suggest to your ancient minds something of the nature of these beautiful and serviceable creatures by saying that they embrace the combined traits of a faithful horse and an affectionate dog, and manifest an intelligence exceeding that of the highest type of chimpanzee. And they are very beautiful, as judged by the physical standards of Urantia. They are most appreciative of the attention shown them by the material and semi-material sojourners on these architectural worlds. They have a vision which permits them to recognize, in addition to material beings, the Urantia creations, the lower angelic orders, midway creatures, and some of the lower orders of spirit personalities. They do not comprehend worship of the infinite, nor do they grasp the import of the eternal, but they do, through affection for their masters, join in the outward spiritual devotions of their realms. There are those who believe that, in a future universe age, these faithful Spornasia will escape from their animal level of existence and attain a worthy evolutional destiny of progressive intellectual growth and even spiritual achievement.